This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, with new music from the tallest man on earth. I've been loving the music of Swedish musician Christian Mattsson since the late 2000s, including a passionate Tiny Desk concert he did in 2009. For me, his storytelling is the key, along with the imagery he paints. Tallest Man on Earth has a new album coming in April. It's called Henry Street. And the first song we get to hear is called Every Little Heart.
Oh, the song, Every Little Heart, it came to me almost like a celebration of after, like many others, I ended up in a dark pit of depression and not knowing what to do during the pandemic, and ending up just kind of going through the motions and tucking my heart away a little. And then somehow that little bugger, it came to find me, and, you know, the little daydreamer in me wasn't gone, and the stubborn optimist was still there, same one that, you know, made me start with music, to dive into that. So it's about that. It's about the other side, finding ways to be playful and daydreaming again. And we recorded it in North Carolina, one of the first songs we recorded. We did most of it live in the... Well, that song is all live in the studio. And, T.J. Maione on the amazing drum beat, and Nick Sanborn on fretless bass, and Ryan Gustafson on electric guitar. It was a party. We just recorded so many takes, even though we had it on the first one. Great memories.
By the mountains here, a single step each thousand year, I'm gonna see the world through every little heart I know. I'm gonna see the world through every little heart I know. Let's find our flavor in some distant town, to dress up, get thrown around. I'm gonna see the world through every little heart I know. I'm gonna see the world through every little heart I know. We meet up with darkness of time wherever we go. Can I sleep in your room when I'm tired? Let's leave it alone.
the tallest man on earth, with his new song, Every Little Heart, from the album to be released in April called Henry Street. There's an emotionally powerful video for the song, and I'll post that on the All Songs Considered site. Lights Light Up is the new song from the British-born, now New York-based singer Fen Lily. We're hearing many insights these days on how people lived their lives in the pandemic days. Surely, this feels like one of them to me.
I'd never written a song about love in the present tense before this song, and I was really conscious of that aim, which is usually not the case for me. I write impulsively about whatever comes to mind. But I was reading a lot of short stories during that period, and I wanted to write a narrative song that tracked the beginning and current point of that relationship. And the verses have changed since the initial idea came about, because new parts of the story kept being added as I lived my life. Yeah, I wanted to write a love song. I didn't want it to be entirely rose-tinted, because that isn't how the love I was experiencing felt. It felt like it had an element of worry and an element of the temporary nature of things about it. So I ended up with a love song that is almost about the end of love before it arrives, which can be seen as happy or sad. I don't know if those words are even useful in describing music, or anything, really. It's my attempt at an honest representation of the love I was in at that point. And when I took it to the band, it became more propulsive and, I guess, sonically more cheerful. But at the same time, it does remind me of a period of trying to appreciate what I had while also wishing that it would change, / being scared that it would change also. It's a mixture of things.
The nights and the cold, and
Music of Fen Lily and the song Lights Light Up from her new album Breach. It comes out when it's warm again this spring, April 14th. Back in the fall of 2022, I featured new music from Yola Tango, a band that began making music long before many of the artists I'm playing today were born. And when we think of the life of a band, well, few make it this long. But the honesty and creativity of Ira Kaplan, Georgia Hubley, along with James McNew, are still clearly present in their music. So just a few days before the release of their, I think, 17th album, This Stupid World, it's called, I want to play this tune called Tonight's Episode. Here's bassist James McNew.
Tonight's Episode began as, I guess, in the time-honored tradition, nearly all Yola Tango songs begin as an instrumental jam. We recorded the bass, drums, and I don't know, organ, guitar. I don't know what those things are, really. I really got to learn to take better notes when we're recording. But it had the working title for the longest time of 313, because the basis of the track was recorded on March 13th of 2020. It was the very last thing that we recorded before everything shut down for a while. And then, eventually, we opened up the file again. The singing was added towards the end. And then, at the very end, we gave it a title. That's pretty much the Yola Tango songwriting process. Thank you.
clouds. No need to cast the chain. Let the four winds blow, let the night stand. I don't have to think. A to Z, yeah, no more. You can take your pick, guaranteed. Ask me nice, whatever you like. I'll show you.
The droning sounds of Yo La Tengo and the song tonight's episode. It's from their new album, This Stupid World. It comes out on Friday, February 10th. Let's take a break, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Last year, over 20,000 people joined the Body Electric study to change their sedentary, screen-filled lives. And guess what?
We saw amazing effects.
Now you can try NPR's Body Electric Challenge yourself. Listen to updated and new episodes wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu. This message comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with new music from Youth in a Roman Field. It's the project of Claire Whelan, who plays violin and sings in the band San Fermin. The song I want to play from their new album, Get Caught Trying, is called It'll Pass.
This song is so special to me. It feels like a gift in a way. I heard the earworm, that's the violin melody, when I was on a walk in January of 2019, and I wasn't convinced that I hadn't picked it up from somewhere else, actually. And so I just kind of let it hang out in my mind, and it followed me around for about a year, and then I finally had time to work on it. At that time, I was really writing to and for myself about change being the only constant. And it's interesting because I was actually having a hard time, and this was in January of 2020. And obviously the song became that much more relevant over the past few years. So I have a certain appreciation for it. It's structurally and tonally inspired by Pulaski at Night by Andrew Bird, which is a song I have just always loved the way it made me feel. It has this like forward moving, sweeping hopefulness to it. So because I was trying to console and encourage myself and others with the song, I wanted to infuse it with that sort of sentiment as well as the actual elements by bringing in a kit and layering the strings and using pizzicato and the dynamism of that.
The music of youth in a Roman field from the album Get Caught Trying, and the song's called It'll Pass. Now a tune inspired by Godzilla. The artist is Nana, and speaking of monsters, you may know her as the singer and guitarist in the band of Monsters and Men. But despite the song's title, which is called Godzilla, it was recorded in a quiet space in Reykjavik, Iceland.
I wrote this song in 2021. And recorded it in my cabin. I went up there with my friends and we put up this minimal setup. And the main focus was to capture the feeling that's up there. And it's very calm. It's in the middle of nature, so you're very isolated and the house creaks. And yeah, we wanted to get the performance right and not focus on it, you know, not going for any perfection. Lyrically, it has a few different pockets for me, and it, you know, it can be open to interpretation, but I can say that I was inspired by the Godzilla movies, and I was watching a lot of those around the time when I was working on the song. I just connected to this villain and this idea of waking up one day, like how Godzilla rises out from the water and the world is this totally different place that you maybe don't feel like you belong to. So yeah, it's just this feeling of being out of place, but also being okay with that.
The music of Nana. Her debut single is called Godzilla, I'll take us now from a cabin in Reykjavik to an old schoolhouse slash home in Norway, where Uni Hubble recorded her new album, Carvings. Much like Nana, the musical approach is gentle, but carries much, much weight. Here's Uni Hubble to introduce her song, Rhythm of the Tides. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Rhythm of the Tides emerged from a very poignant dream I had once. So I was at a point where I felt very detached from my surroundings and the nature around me. And that is something I guess we all are a lot of the time. So I really wanted to explore that in songwriting. And then that chord sequence came to me, which felt very profound, although it was really very simple. And then that same night, I had this dream that it was early morning, and I was walking through a jungle with my mother towards a big black lake. And we went into the water, and everything around us was just so vibrant and green. And we swam out into the water, which was warm. And then we knew at that moment that this very morning it would all end, so we could take in all the beauty in the surroundings for the very last time.
Slide out in This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
All that sitting and swiping, your body is adapting to your technology. Learn how and what you can do about it.
I really felt like the cloud in my brain kind of dissipated. Once I started realizing what a difference these little breaks were making, there's no turning back for me.
Take NPR's Body Electric Challenge. Listen to the series wherever you get your podcasts.